The long-awaited 60th anniversary of the Mariposa Folk Festival is finally upon us. With a stellar lineup, fantastic artisan and community villages, an amazing setting, and incredible food choices, the Grand Dame of Folk Festivals is certainly not showing her age. Back again post-COVID-19, is the popular downtown stage, with great musicians from the Folk Festival performing at a pop-up stage downtown, at Peter and Mississauga Streets. This is a free event and gives you a great taste of the Mariposa vibe. Concerts are happening Friday from 2 to 5 p.m., and Saturday from 1:40 to 5 p.m. Highlight performers for me at this year's fest include Mavis Staples, Serena Ryder, The Strumbellas, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, Harrow Fair, Housewife, Irish Mython, Jane's Party, Lance Anderson, Tammy Nielsen, The Weather Station, and of course, iconic Canadian favorite, Blue Rodeo. This list is less than a quarter of the incredible musicians that will be there, and there will be new favorites discovered this weekend as always. For the full stage schedule, click here. Come join thousands of happy fans at Tudhope Park on the shores of Lake Couchiching, July 8th in the evening, and July 9th and 10th all day. Limited tickets still available here. For a beautiful event happening just before the excitement of Mariposa, nip on over to the Orillia Museum of Art and History, OMAH, for the closing reception and fundraiser for Dying Matters. This is an exhibit in partnership with Hospice Orillia and is well worth seeing. Patrons also have an opportunity to purchase works of art and raise money for Hospice Orillia. The reception and sale are on from 5 to 7 p.m. this Thursday. If Mariposa is too many people for you, check out the Wildwoods Arts Fest at 6553 Pioneer Village Lane, in the wilds of Remara. This is an outdoor stroll through art in the woods, near the Head River. Lots of contemporary art, music, woods, and walking, open July 9th and 10th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. OMAH offers guided walking tours of Orillia in July and August. Gangs, Guns, and Grog, Orillia's Wild West, for adults, is offered Wednesdays from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and Historical Orillia, for families, is offered Fridays from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Sign up through the website here. OMAH is also offering lots of other programming this summer, including Family Fun Days the third Saturday of each month, Reflections of Canada, a series of 5 workshops, and of course, summer camps. Check the website for all these great history and art offerings, for all ages, www.orilliamuseum.org. This Sunday, the Orillia Silver Band plays at the Aqua Theatre in Couchiching Beach Park, for the first concert of the Sunday Evening Band Concert Series, put on by the City of Orillia. This summer, there are just 4 concerts in this series, 2 in July and 2 in August. The shows are free, just bring your lawn chair and come on down, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Bard in the Yards Complete Works of William Shakespeare, a collaboration between Mariposa Arts Theatre and the Leacock Museum, concludes Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Leacock Museum. Some tickets still available here. And, the Norm Foster play, Doris and Ivy in the Home, continues until July 15th at the Orillia Opera House. There are matinee and evening performances, and dinner and show packages as well. For more information and tickets, click here. Friday, July 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. the Chris Robinson-Will Davis Jazz Duo will be playing at Lot 88 in Orillia. Come enjoy their smooth jazzy sound. Coming up, the Orillia Scottish Festival is back and better than ever, July 16th in Couchiching Beach Park. There is a Cayley at the Legion the night before, and an afternoon Cayley at the Legion, the next day at 1:30 p.m., as well. You do need tickets for the Friday night Cayley, and you can get them here. Lots more information in next week's column. Also coming up, the 60th anniversary of the Muskoka Arts and Crafts Summer Festival, in Annie Williams Park, Bracebridge, July 15 to 17. This is a big one, and I will have more on it next week. Have a wonderful week, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.